With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A new exhibit at ArtStart in Rhinelander memorializes survivors of the Holocaust through photography. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with one of the curators about the Holocaust Memory Project.
An exhibit of 40 black and white portraits line the gallery walls at ArtStart. Each is a face of a person who survived the Holocaust.
We try to keep the memories of the people who were survivors as they are and as they were.
That's Jerry Kay. He's the chair of the Holocaust Memory Project based in Chicago called Zachor, the Hebrew word for memory. Alongside every photo is a narrative.
There are three of us in the organization, and every time we photograph somebody, and every time we hear their narrative, we feel it in our hearts. And we know that this is something that counts.
Some 6 million Jews across German-occupied Europe were killed between 1941 and 1945. Now there are roughly 200,000 survivors still living. Kay hopes people who visit the exhibit carry and share their memories.
It will be important for you to tell the story of what you found here to somebody else.
He also hopes it will inspire people to be more understanding of people that may be different from themselves.
The Holocaust wasn't just assassinating Jews. There were all kinds of people who were killed by the Nazis in that period of time. People who were gay, people who were of different religions, different faith, different all kinds of things. And so today, when you see somebody who's different from you, we want you to think back to what you saw here and make sure that you don't turn that person into something negative, but rather that you feel that there's a way you can help.
The exhibition at ArtStart is on display now through August 9th. The gallery is open Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Kay says they're always looking for more survivors to photograph and places to host the traveling exhibit. We have details on how to contact them at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. A crash in Minocqua killed the driver. The Minocqua Police Department says the single vehicle rollover happened just before 11 a.m. Thursday on Highway 51 near Timber Ridge Road. The driver was heading north when the vehicle went into the ditch, hit a culvert, and flipped over. The driver was the only person inside the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. The name will be withheld until family can be notified. The Trump administration has accused the Wisconsin Elections Commission of violating federal law by failing to provide a state-based complaint process for voters bringing allegations against the commission itself. A Department of Justice letter on Wednesday outlined the accusation and threatened to withhold all federal funding. But the Democratic chairwoman of the Elections Commission said Thursday there is no federal funding to cut. She also disputed allegations made in the letter, saying it made no sense for the commission to determine whether complaints against it were valid. It marks the second time in a week the Trump administration has targeted election leaders in battleground states. The Supreme Court has handed down a unanimous ruling in a religious rights case, finding a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The Catholic Charities Bureau said the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argued the organization does not qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work does not involve religious teachings. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty represented the charity and heralds Thursday's ruling as a major victory. Critics say treating religiously affiliated nonprofits the same as other nonprofits does not violate the First Amendment. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about 24 states that sued in April. Wisconsin was among the states suing. The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. As WXPR previously reported, programs like recovery coaches and conservation-focused projects were impacted by the cuts. The lawsuit accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national programs. A study from the University of Michigan finds that therapy dogs may be just what the doctor ordered for kids experiencing anxiety in the emergency room. Crystal Blair has details on the study by Wayne State University.
Research shows around 15% of children need medication or physical restraint just to get through treatment in the ER, adding to an already stressful situation for them and their parents. The study included 80 kids, ages 5 to 17, who received standard child life therapy. But half of the kids also spent about 10 minutes with a therapy dog team. Dr. Jeffrey Klein, lead researcher and Wayne State University emergency medicine professor, says there was an almost 50% reduction in anxiety among the kids who interacted with the therapy dogs.
The dogs worked as well as, say, for example, a drug like Valium, but with no drug. And also the kids that received the therapy dog plus handler generally required fewer behavioral control medications.
Researchers measured anxiety using face charts and saliva tests for cortisol, a stress hormone. They took readings before the dog visit, 45 minutes after, and again 2 hours later. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.